Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. The Lamar's Farmers Market is open for the season, and with it are various homegrown produce and baked goods along with crafts. Seven vendors are selling items this morning at the Farmers Market located at Prospect Street behind Corkett. Nikki Decker is a vendor and serves as the coordinator of the Lamar's Farmers Market.
I think a farmer's market is just a great place for people to come out and have a fun family activity. It's great to have local produce, learn about the food that you eat, and support local vendors. So it not only helps the people who are shopping, but also the people who are selling.
Decker says that consumers can be assured with products from a local farmer's market that they are always fresh.
All of our stuff is actually picked the day before we bring it, so you can't find that at Hy-Vee.
She reviews the products that are for sale at this morning's farmer's market.
We run Mulberry Bush Gardens. This morning we have beets and strawberries. We have a lot of salad greens, lettuce, spinach, kale. You can try homemade kale chips. And we also have snap peas and farm fresh eggs.
The Lamar's Farmers Market vendor explains some of the other items for sale at today's trade.
Yes, we have baked goods, breads and cakes and pies, cookies. We have a new vendor this week that is selling homemade artisan soaps from her grandmother and great-grandmother's recipes. We have the Scheitler Bakers who do their breads and cookies. And then we also have a vendor selling honey today. And the Rising Star interns from the Iowa State Extension are here giving out samples of healthy produce.
Decker anticipates more vendors will market their goods as the season progresses.
Yes, as the season progresses, we will have more vendors. It's been such a cool late spring this year that a lot of the produce isn't ready. So we will have several more produce vendors that will be coming once they actually have things to sell.
Anyone wanting to become a vendor and sell their items at the Lamar's Farmers Market, Decker says it is a simple process.
Yes, we welcome all vendors. If you make it, bake it, sew it, or grow it, you can come and sell at the farmer's market. We do charge a $5 per time vendor fee, and we ask that you fill out a vendor application and a liability agreement. We do not require your separate liability insurance.
As Nikki Decker mentioned, Iowa State University Extension is at today's farmer's market. Under their tent was a combination of strawberries, onions, and peppers. Allison Bermel is an intern with the Extension Services and explains their purpose at today's Lamar's farmer's market.
Well, right now we are making a strawberry salsa since one of the vendors here at the farmer's market is selling strawberries today, so we thought we would make a recipe with one of the fruits or vegetables that they're selling.
Bermel says that the Extension Services are answering questions from consumers and offering education about the produce being sold and promoting the upcoming Farm to Fork Dinner, which will be held at the Tucker Hill Vineyards.
It's a dinner that'll be at Tucker Hill Vineyards, and it's $40 to sign up per person and $75 for two. And basically, it'll just be a night where people can sample wine and have a dinner that is served with local foods.
The Lamar's Farmers Market is also open Thursday evenings from 4 to 7 p.m. The trial for a former farmhand charged with first-degree murder in the abduction and killing of 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts has now been delayed. The Des Moines Register reported on Friday that 25-year-old Christian Bahena Riviera will face trial on November 11th in Woodbury County. His trial had been set for September 3rd, but was pushed back to give Riviera's attorneys more time to prepare. A judge in March approved his request to have that trial moved about 250 miles away from Palouse County to Woodbury County. Riviera is accused of killing Tibbetts, who disappeared while out for a run on July 18th in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators recovered her body a month later in a cornfield. Officials say that she was stabbed to death. Riviera, a Mexican national, also is being accused of being in the country illegally. He had worked at a dairy farm just a few miles from where Tibbetts had disappeared. The number of vendors seeking a license to sell fireworks is down slightly this year. State Fire Marshal Dan Wood oversees the licensing process for the state.
We've still got a few trickling in. As of right now, we're at 592. Last year, at the end of the year, we were at 791.
This is the third year that fireworks have been legal again in the state, and Wood says that the market seems to be figuring itself out.
Yeah, I think the last couple of years has kind of been an experiment for the vendors where, this third year, I think it's probably more what we're going to see going forward is my guess.
Vendors can set up shop in a either permanent building or get a permit for a temporary location.
A vast majority are the tents, and we have very few permanent sites.
Last year, he says that they had 35 permanent sites out of the nearly 800 total sites. While it is legal for you to buy fireworks and possess them anywhere in the state, the law leaves it up to local leaders to decide if you can shoot them off in each city. Wood says that they don't get as many phone calls to his office now with questions about where it's legal to shoot them off.
First year we did, and I think after that they got used to the cities were controlling that, so those calls have really went down also.
Those with permanent buildings can sell fireworks between June 1st and July 8th, and those with temporary structures can sell them from June 13th to July 8th. Iowa's unemployment rate in May was at 2.4%. That's unchanged from the last 11 months. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Nearly 41,000 Iowans were unemployed last month. That's about 400 more than were getting unemployment benefits in April. However, the state's unemployment rate remains steady since more than 31,000 people have entered Iowa's workforce since May of last year. State officials say Iowa businesses added about 1,100 jobs to their payrolls in May, the second consecutive monthly gain after job losses in January, February, and March. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
Bankers surveyed in parts of 10 plains and western states are seeing improvement in the region's farm economy. The Rural Main Street survey released on Thursday shows that the survey's overall index rising from a stunted 48.5 in May to 53.2 this month. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees that survey and says that higher agriculture commodity prices and rebuilding from recent floods boosted June's index. Goss also noted that despite negative consequences from trade tensions from tariffs, nearly 7 of 10 bank CEOs surveyed support either raising or continuing the Trump administration's current tariffs. Bankers were surveyed from Colorado, Illinois, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, and Iowa. That is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon.